still, you know, one of our videographers is still stuck in the square and is trying to make his way out. He's at a makeshift aid station and he's just phoned in to me saying he's seeing some pretty awful injuries coming through. You know, an awful, awful lot of, you know, people with head injuries and broken, you know, awful. He's saying there are awful scenes down there.
More specific?
Sorry?
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, he said, you know, injuries to arms and legs, you know, people with blood pouring from their heads. And he, you know, he said they're just being brought in on the tens at the moment to be treated at this kind of makeshift first aid station at the entrance to the square where he is right now.
There's extraordinary footage on Al Jazeera at the moment, just kind of one side trying to sort of take on the other. Is it a battle for the square?
It's a battle for the square, yeah. I mean, where we are now, I mean, a lot of journalists like ourselves have pulled back out of the square because it's just too dangerous. We're hearing of our colleagues being assaulted, CNN crew being beaten up, and I can now see it looks as though there is smoke coming from behind, probably about 500-600 meters away. It looks as though someone's firing tear gas, but we haven't seen police, so we don't know who's firing gas.
We're also seeing the reports on Al Jazeera that some of those pro-Mubarak supporters have had police IDs found on them. You heard anything about that?
Have they? They look like police. I mean, in my mind, I mean, I'm writing now, and there's no question in my mind at all that they're police, that they're central security forces. I mean, but these are the same guys who were out in force all last week, and they're now, you know, they've now filtered back in again.
Why do you say there's no doubt? Why do you say there's no doubt?
Why do I say there's no doubt? Because they're very, very recognisable. I mean, you know, there are certain kind of people